Hey Peter, how are you doing?
Charlotte, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah. Do you have a nice weekend?
Not so bad. Not so bad, actually. I have to say, thank God I've one of the dogs up my feet. So if you hear strange noises in the background, Sparky, stop. But not a bad weekend. I went to the Botanic Gardens in Dublin yesterday, and there's a pub next to it called the Gravediggers. I don't think it's the Botanic Gardens' fault, but there we go. There we go. All right, well, let's try this because you sound pretty good from where you are,
Yeah.
and let's see how this goes. So,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
It's another Friday afternoon. You are tuned to another episode of the Sideshow, and on today's show, I am delighted, very delighted, in fact, to say that I have one of the stars of Chelsea 2017 Flower Show to be, Charlotte Harris, on the telephone line. Charlotte, how are you, my dear? How's things?
Hi, Peter. Yeah, really good, thank you. Really good. Trying to kind of prepare for Chelsea and not to get too nervous about it, but yeah, all good.
And are you slightly nervous? And why would that be?
I mean, I'll be really honest. I am nervous. I mean, it is the big flower show. It's the big event, and it's my first one where I'm designing a garden. I've planted a number of gardens in the past at Chelsea, but it's the first one where I'm kind of leading the garden. So obviously, it's just a different dynamic, different pressure, and you know, it's very exciting, but it's also, you know, you're also pushing on, taking a risk, taking a challenge, being creatively challenged and culturally challenged. So I think if you weren't nervous, there'd be something wrong.
Is it fair to suggest it like this, Charlotte, that on one hand, it's kind of a little bit like a boxing match? There's a possibly the worst analogy I've ever given in horticultural terms. But but if you win, you are the doyen, you are literally considered at the top of your game. And equally, not that it will do, but I guess should you put yourself out there, you're open to the critics as well. Does that bit matter to you, or is it a case of, no, look, Pete, I'm a smart guy, lady in this case, my apologies, but I'm a smart guy. I know what I'm doing. I have my plan made. Yeah, you will be a little bit criticised, and again, I guess we all do that a little bit. It gets gold, and you still say, yeah, not mad in the planting, if you understand me. Are you prepared for that kind of a level of it, not to put a negative spin on Chelsea?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, Chelsea is that moment where you have to put yourself out there. You've got to step up. Step out, take risk, and do things you're really not comfortable with. And that's the only way that we, you know, stretch ourselves and grow. And part of that is knowing that you might have to brace yourself for a couple of right hooks. And to use your boxing analogy, and I would hope that, I think it's really important to be able to hear people's feedback and not take it personally, but take it constructively. So that's the first thing. And I hope that visitors to the show, of course I hope visitors to the show like the garden. I would almost like them to be interested and stimulated by the story behind the garden, even if it's not their cup of tea, that they respond to the garden and see what it's about. You know, and I think we all, you know, we're all human. We all want to do well. We all want the things that we make to be popular. So yeah, of course there's a part of me that's nervous about it on that level.
I've described it before, like that Southern Comfort advert, and it's the mature man with the hairy chest, and he's got the drink in his hand, and he walks down the beach in his Speedos. As he's passing a group of very young, hip, attractive people, he kind of drops the shoulder, and he in his head is the coolest dude that has ever existed. If you don't know it, press the middle button on your iPhone. For the first time ever, I will actually give you the permission, not that you need it, to stop and go see what I'm talking about and then come back and play it on from here. But in his head, chest out, man out, you have to be able to walk that walk at the highest level, like you said, a garden show that is 103 years old, where Paul Martin, last year we spoke about it, and I sat in a room with him, and he had his eyes closed as he pictured the garden and walked me through it in his mind. And then you see it, I guess, there on Main Avenue, and you see it with that goal. But you know, there was always, I guess, a little bit of openness, be it a planting that didn't exist at the front of the garden, which Paul had a story to, and he had allowed in his submission for that. Are you that kind of confident? I won't say cocky, but have you got that air of a grace that you can walk that walk and also know that it will be done perfectionately by the close of business medal morning, with or without gold, silver or bronze? Are you at that level?
I feel like we're planning to that level. I feel like I've worked with enough Chelsea Gardens, planted enough Chelsea Gardens to know what it takes to get to that level. And I think that's part of it. Another part of it is having a really fantastic team, because Chelsea's never just one person's vision. It's, you know, there's probably 30 or 40 people in total that will have made this garden a reality, from the contractors and the nurserymen to the planting team, you know, to the, you know, there's all sorts of people who felt fed into it. And I feel like we will have done everything we can to anticipate any problems. Now, obviously, there's a few, you know, planting plants aren't bricks. They, if we have a cold snap or a warm snap, they, some of them may go over, or some of them may not flower in time. And I think that's just the risk we have to, that's part of the risk we take, and we try and minimize it as much as we can. But it's always that kind of, that last couple of weeks before is a little bit, you know, squeaky bum time, to be honest.
My favourite football analogy. let's go. Well, I'm an Arsenal fan. We have it on a regular basis. Let's be quite frank about that, Charlotte.
Oh, some of us have got to be, right.
Yes,
yeah.
Let's not go there. We're in murky waters just at this moment in time. But you know, it'll all come good. We say fingers crossed. And let's go to sponsor, because from my own experience, I have funded gardens by myself, as I would call it, pour l'amour de jus, for a love of the game. There are gardens that I have brought very close to going to show garden level and being built, and I would not be on my own. I know that en masse, greater than numbers I can count on my hands, for the amount of people who have designed wonderful gardens but fallen at the hurdle where essentially you must have, to put it in Machiavellian terms, a benefactor. You obviously have crossed that line, otherwise we wouldn't be having this conversation now. How did that go? Was that a squeaky bum time, if you don't mind me calling it that? And I guess, have you got the right partner by your side? And you do, you know, there are a couple of things I will grant you. There are the people who stand by your side, who build that garden with you. There also is, make no bones about it, that sponsor. And it's more than just a bag of cash. Let's be quite fair about that.
Yeah, it is. And the Royal Bank of Canada, who is the sponsor for the garden this year. So they are really experienced as a Chelsea sponsor. They have, I think this is their seventh garden. So in terms of the team that I was talking about, they are a really important part of that team, because they are so used to what it takes behind the scenes to get all the other stuff organised. And for them, you know, they're sponsoring it because they want to raise awareness of their brand, and also their kind of charitable commitment to fresh water. And so they have to do other things around that, kind of press and PR around it. But they are incredibly well organized, and they have been, and you know, they're not here twisting my arm right now. They have been a brilliant sponsor. And for them to take a risk on essentially a first time designer, you know, I'm very grateful to them for that. I do feel very fortunate. It was not, you know, a number of years ago, we had, when I was a younger designer, I thought I had a sponsor in the bag. Then the recession happened, and a number of sponsors just withdrew their money from Chelsea. And it is an ongoing process, and I know it's not an easy one. Realising the money for Chelsea is almost the biggest challenge. In terms of how we came about that sponsorship, because I worked on the Royal Bank of Canada's garden last year planting it, I simply wrote into them. I just took a punt, to be honest, and said, I'd like to do a garden. I'd like to be considered on the long list if you're putting one together. Here are my credentials. I totally accept that, you know, I'm not I've not been at Chelsea in my own right before, but this is how I might approach it. And from that, they invited the Royal Bank of Canada invited me to come in and present to them in a kind of three designer shortlist. And, you know, I think they felt that they had a very clear brief about what they wanted the garden to be about. So they wanted the garden to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Confederation of Canada and the 10th anniversary of their Blue Water Project, which is their freshwater charitable project, which I just earlier mentioned. And I came to them with a proposal that I said, you know, I feel like you should be doing something very celebratory and celebrating Canada and your roots and using a kind of planting palette and materials palette that kind of harks back to where the bank is from. And I was really delighted when they said, actually, this really works for what we want as well. So they have been incredibly supportive, and I do feel very fortunate.
Well, let's go a slight bit of a different direction for good reason, Charlotte, because you have an air and you have a grace about you that if you turned around and said to me, Peter, how you doing? I think you should give me your £20 pocket money and I am going to take it and drink 4 or 5 pints of Guinness on your behalf. I would feel quite confident, I jestfully say that, in you and your ability to achieve X based on what you said, to use a very simple analogy. To be quite fair, you either have that in your voice or you kind of don't. You do. But your background wasn't always or isn't entirely of horticulture. Do you want to go a little bit into that, Charlotte, for those who aren't aware?
Yeah, of course. So actually, I came late to horticulture and garden design, although I was a kind of keen amateur gardener and was brought up by keen amateur gardeners. I mean, my earliest memories of being in the garden with my mum and my grandfather. But went to university, did a history degree, didn't really have a sense of what I wanted to do, but then started working for charitable organisations, working on fundraising, and did that for a number of years, and ended up actually at the online giving company Just Giving, who are a company that work with kind of 4,000 charities to help them raise money. And I'm sure lots of your listeners have sponsored someone running in a silly outfit or jumping or parachuting or whatever that is. And they were incredibly supportive. I got to a point where, and I think, my parents sadly passed away in my mid-20s, and I was looking for an outlet for, you know, some kind of pretty severe upset and depression. And I think, like many people, found a route through that, through gardening. I don't think that's an unusual story, and the role that gardening plays in kind of positive mental health we all know about. And from that, I really felt like it was something I wanted to pursue a bit more, work with the creative side to me. And Just Giving as an employer were very supportive and let me go on release to go and study. And then from that, I kind of moved on to work for Tom Stuart Smith, who is a kind of bit of a Chelsea legend and a really wonderful landscape designer. So that was kind of, that's the background to how I've come to garden design.
Do you mind me asking this? Have you done show gardens at Tatton or Hampton, or is this literally the first under your own bat?
This is the first under my own bat, but I've worked on about 5 or 6 planting other Chelsea gardens of all sizes, from kind of the smallest to the largest.
But that in itself, that's the Jamie Vardy story, literally all over. I mean, Conor Brophy would have written a now slightly infamous article about me and the Sod Show, and last year when I stayed at Paul Martin's house. You know, I would have 10, 11 years ago built show gardens next to Paul or in the same grounds. To see one of your mates kind of make it there, but you just seem to have a bypassed all of that and just kind of went, hey, it's me. And they went, oh, gee, of course it's you. Come on in. Doesn't really happen that way.
I think the confidence comes from actually doing the work, doing the hard work of being on a planting team. And actually is a, you know, doing the plant, being on a planting team is, as well as any of the contractors at Chelsea or any show garden, you know, the pressure is on to get it right, to get it right for, you know, a half hour judging period on one day in May or whatever, whenever the show is. And so I do feel like I've done the graft on other people's gardens, and it really, and I planted Hugo Bugg's garden, as I mentioned, which is the Royal Bank of Canada garden last year. And it just got to a point when I was planting, and I absolutely love planting show gardens. But last year really was the first year I thought, okay, now I need to push myself a bit further. So I kind of threw the gauntlet down to myself a bit. But I think the confidence comes from having done it. And so I haven't just kind of turned up and expected it to happen.
Let me put it in a different way, Charlotte. Most people would have gone to, let's say, a Tatton or maybe a Hampton Court first. And you kind of went, no, you kicked in the front doors of the Emirates Stadium, walked straight into Arsene Wenger's office and went, hey, you, give me a jersey. I'm going on in 5 minutes. That's probably a better way to put that. Have I got that one and the route that most would take in comparison to how you've done it? Is that a fair way to put that?
Maybe. I mean, I had a lot of encouragement and, you know, Hugo, the designer last year, is a very good friend of mine. So actually had a lot of encouragement and have talked to lots of people in the industry, whether they've been nursery people or contractors or other designers, you know, so there's been an enormous amount of support and encouragement. So I can't say that I've just kind of, you know, wandered in and said, I want to be a new midfield general. You know, I haven't, but I think there comes a point where you say, all right, I really do want to challenge myself. At that time is risky. And, you know, I can absolutely assure you, I've been waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning since October. You know, when people say, oh, have you had your sleepless nights yet? I think, well, I've been having them for quite a long time. It's about jumping in, isn't it? And you've got to do that.
Yeah. And just to clarify this one, for those of you listening at home, believe me, I am not in any way questioning or being pre-critical of Charlotte's ability. That isn't even up for question at all. If you are building on a garden like Hugo Bugs, and if you saw it, which I did last year, it literally was at a level and deserved, and was fully deserved of everything it received. But to those who may be unaware of show gardens, and again, I'll pick Paul, where last year he would have been at Hampton Court, 2015, I would suggest, and before that it would have been Hamptons, and usually it's to Tatton's if you talk to the Fraser McDonald's of this world or Dean Price's of this world, and who will also be at Chelsea this year and hopefully coming up on the show. But generally speaking, Paul Hervey Brooks is another fine example of a guest that. So it is, it's hugely to your credit.
If I'm brutally honest, I probably thought, right to the Royal Bank of Canada, it's probably not going to happen, but you've got to be in it to win it. So, you know, there's an element of something coming through, but you've got to give it a pop, really.
Do you think there's a naivety about you where maybe those who are more aware of the horticultural scene know that that is the usual route to go, which is up through the ranks of the show gardens, of the garden shows? And in your case, you kind of went, of course I'm able to do this. Of course this can be done. Of course I have this ability. And of course, why not Chelsea at the highest order on Main Avenue? Like, why not? And it is, it's. I'll go back to that confidence which you seem to have, and you have it in abundance.
I think, it's also that, you know, there are lots of designers that do kind of go straight to Chelsea. And others don't. I mean, I guess they may be people who haven't had the opportunity to do things like work on a planting team. And part of the kind of benefit of that is understanding the rigmarole of the kind of construction and planting 2 or 3 weeks. Because once you understand, you know, the showmanship and what it takes to actually have a garden built that looks like it's been taken 3 months to build and been there for 2 years, but actually you've got 2.5 weeks. You know, that is a skill set in itself, and understanding how to achieve that has been very much earned by working on other people's gardens at Chelsea, I think.
Let's take a side split backwards, and you noted it briefly there, these sleepless nights, the waking up at the 4 o'clock in the morning. It is something, well, to this day, I keep a notebook beside my bed, and it would be nothing new for people to get text messages from me at 3:30 and 4:45, because I guess when it's on my brain, I just need to kind of get it out of my system. It's a big kid. It's like, you know, let's open our Christmas presents now. I really am quite, I guess, to an extent, impatient in that department and in getting things done and across those lines from a landscaping and a garden design point of view. Those sleepless nights obviously do happen when you're trying to relax and when you're with family and friends and partners and loved ones. Do they look at you partway through the evening and go, she's slipped off, she's gone she's gone to Chelsea, she'll be back in 5 minutes, don't worry, just leave her there for the minute, she'll be. Does that happen with you as jestfully as I say it?
Yeah. It does. And I'm kind of nodding my head, partly because I've been told off a couple of times about that recently. So it does. Yeah. I mean, what gets me through it at 4 a.m. is a lot of rescue remedy. And what gets me through it in the day is actually people, you know, really dear friends and loved ones just saying, OK, we want to hear about Chelsea, but there's a cutoff point because actually you need to have a break from it. So those are the people you love most.
It kind of gets a little bit like people showing off their baby photographs, I find. But you actually haven't built that garden just yet. That being the baby in this case of the game. And no disrespect to all the moms and dads out there. I'm sure your child is stunningly beautiful. But there is an element, I guess, of that. But it's a necessary element where you go through that. And again, from personal experience, you go through every item of that garden, how it's put together, how it's going to piece together. You also have your eyes closed when you're doing it. The garden build, the timelines, the costings, the whole lot. I mean, you're in a scenario where you can't go over by 100 grand, and equally you can't turn around to Tom Hartfleet, show manager of Chelsea and former guest of the show, who I believe is due back on again. But you can't go to Tom and say, give me another 5 days, Tom. I had to go and visit my cousin there.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that is one of the kind of the joys and pressures of Chelsea is budget, timescale. It's got to look perfect. It's got to look perfect when, you know, for Sunday morning and come hell or high water. And there are plenty of stories of people working late into the night or overnight, I think, in some of the past Chelseas. But it's got to be ready. And that's why lots of planning, lots of kind of having plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, is kind of par for the course.
Let's get into the garden then if we can, Charlotte. What is the garden? And I'm sure, I guess, with your eyes closed as you speak to me, you can, I gather, see it in your head, can you?
Yeah, I can. I mean, the design I presented to the bank, Royal Bank of Canada, when I first met with them has kind of evolved and improved and tightened, and some bits have been put aside and then brought back in again. But the heart of it remains the same, which is it is inspired by the boreal forest, which is the kind of very iconic image that you might have if you close your eyes and think about Canada, those kind of pines and vast waterways and rocks. And that is a habitat that stretches kind of across Canada, pan-Arctic circle, across kind of Sweden, Siberia, and the north of Japan. And I wanted to be inspired by it. I think it's really important that it's not a recreation of that habitat, which is spectacular and vast, but it's inspired by it. And the garden is hopefully, well, it's about fresh water because the boreal in Canada, it's said, holds 25% of the world's freshwater resources in its kind of lakes and waterways, which is far more than I'd ever realised before I started really researching it. So the garden uses Canadian natives, but also replacements for where we've been unable to source those, so similar replacements. The trees are jack pines, which are really iconic in that landscape. And we found some really beautiful, gnarled, old, kind of 40-year-old jack pines to plant there. The materials that we're using in the garden are all of the kind of geology that you might find if you're in the boreal. So using granite boulders and then also slicing those boulders and sawing them and making them in certain areas, making them into a kind of paving. And what I wanted to get was a real feel of a wild landscape being wrapped around a little bit of a kind of human tamed bit, but not very much. There's also water in the garden. It's quite naturalistic. And the planting divides between kind of quite woodland and part shady, and then comes out a bit more into the sun, is a bit moister and marshier around the water feature. So it's quite a complex mix of weaving those two in together. But part of the research that I did was I travelled to Canada last year in September, and I travelled around the boreal I reached it by float plane because this part of it's a wilderness, you can't get there by road. And then travelled around it by boat and canoe to really explore the botany and the geology and the feel of it, which has been really amazing. And any time I've got to a bit of a creative block or I'm not sure, it's just to kind of cast your mind back to that experience, those 2 or 3 weeks in September, and think about how it felt or look at photographs or videos that I shot. because I wanted it to feel authentic, so that people might have a tiny flavour of that.
That is quite impressive, and I am suitably jealous now, very much so, of you, Charlotte. I mean, you know, I'm very good at carrying people's bags. I don't take up that much space on a plane, bar my size 13 shoes. And, you know, let's be quite frank about it. I'm not the worst looking fella in the world, even though I'm only speaking to you by radio at this moment in time. It's absolutely amazing to hear somebody speak so relaxed and so candidly. To be fair, if I was in your shoes, there'd be a little man running around in my head with some things that would be on fire, and he would be screaming very loud. And you seem the ultimate in calmness as you described this to me, bearing in mind what we have already discussed. How are you, I guess, at that state of calm just now?
Well, you know what they say about ducks being really calm on the surface and paddling furiously under the water.
Okay.
I think that's you can't really see my legs right now, but they are flapping away. And you know, I'll be really honest and very candid about it. Last week was an incredibly stressful week. This week, you know, and there were a couple of outstanding questions, but actually having that time to get your head around them, this week feels, you know, that we're in a better place. And it is a bit of a marathon. You know about your Chelsea Garden kind of in July and August of the previous year. And it is like running a marathon. And what Hugo said to me from his garden last year, he said, you've just hit the pain barrier and it will get better, but you've hit the pain barrier and you're 2 months away from the build starting and it's starting to become really real. So there are, I'll be really honest, there are total moments of sheer panic. Just this one isn't so much of one. Yeah.
Charlotte Harris, congratulations very much on the success that I have no doubt will be at Chelsea Flower Show 2017. Congratulations also to your sponsors and to the entire team that has surrounded you. I will look forward very much to seeing you this year at Chelsea Flower Show, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Peter. It's been so enjoyable, and thanks for inviting me on.
Absolutely no problem. For those of you who are not aware, and I was asked this midweek, they seem to have popped up in Salt Lake City, where at this stage of the game you would be more than aware the Sod Show is set to go live. So the t-shirts are still available for sale if you head to sodshow.com. Also, you'll notice there is a new link up on the right hand side of the page called patreon.com, and there are one or two of you who have decided, in one case I got sent a £1 English coin instead of signing up to Patreon. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but thank you so much. I was asked to keep it nameless. I'm sure there is an in-joke in there somewhere along the lines of what can I say. In the meantime, at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/thesodshow and sodshow.com. Charlotte, if people want to go and find out a little bit more about you, you have got the websites and all of those things available.
Yeah, I have. So charlotteharris.com is the website, and there's a little journal, a photo journal of kind of the behind the scenes of the development at the Chelsea Garden there, or on Twitter at Charlotte Harris, or on Instagram, which is Charlo Harris. Charlotte Harris had already gone. So Charlo Harris on Instagram, Charlotte Harris on Twitter, and charlotteharris.com on.
Excellent stuff. In the meantime, Charlotte, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you this year.
Thank you so much.
That's it, Charlotte. We are.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
We're good. We're good. I hope that was okay. We're a little bit calmer today.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, in part due to my being my being out last night. Yeah, but that's all right. That's allowed. Yeah, as I said, it's what happens when you go to a botanic gardens in Dublin and end up going to the pub after, you know.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. Oh, great stuff. And are you coming? Are you going to be at Chelsea? Will I see you?
Oh, you will indeed. Yeah, of course. I'll make it.
Amazing.
I'll make it my business. I have. Hopefully there's a pint of Guinness going afterwards, and I'll be the first one to throw it up on the bar for you.
Oh, I can't wait. That sounds great. I'll need it by then.
You will.
I will need it by
you
then.
You will indeed. I'll talk to you
all right.
Midweek.
Have a good evening.
And if I'm stuck for anything, what I'll do is I'll just pop you a quick email and tell you what I'm looking for.
No worries at all.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Charlotte.
All right.
Cheers, Charlotte.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.